Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Saturday, hang on, 3rd of August, 2nd of August. Is it? It is, yeah. Saturday the 2nd of August. Conference. And it's 2:30. And I'm currently sitting in my little boy's bedroom playing with Trainset. Yes, we're playing Trains, haven't we? We've been watching Thomas the Tank Engine, and Freddy decided that he wanted to come and play with his trains upstairs. So I'm currently watching a large green battery-powered engine, steam engine of course, going round a wooden Brio track. Is it Brio they call it? Is it Brio, the wooden railway tracks? Currently it's going around there on its own, but we're gradually and slowly attaching the old magnetic trains and carriages behind it. So it's pulling a good long line of them round a looped track and over a bridge. All good fun. So anyway, been a while since I've done a bivvy, isn't it? A bivvy? That's because I've just been talking to Phil, Daylight Gambler, about bivvies on Twitter. Been a while since I've done an audio boo, that's what I should have said. I'm not sure why really, I've just been kind of busy. My last audio, I just checked, was last Saturday night when I was camping, and that was a brilliant night on Kinder Scout. Kinder Scout, do you want some train sound effects while I'm at it?
Come here, stick.
Oh no, we've had a crash, Fred. Can you fix it? It doesn't sound very well, does it? Awesome. Yeah, so that was last Saturday on my wild camp at Kinder Downfall, the last time I did an audio boo. So it's a whole week since I did an audio boo. That's shocking. I've had my lovely mummy here from Spain. She lives in Spain. She's been over here for a visit. So she went off down south, to visit my brother yesterday. And so things are just starting to sort of ease back to normal. It's never the same in school holidays when my wife's off anywhere. I'm way behind on listening to audioboos. Way behind. I think I'm over a week behind. So I've got a lot of catching up to do on both sides of the coin. But here is an attempt to do just that. So what have I got to tell you? What have I got to talk about? Oh, tell you what. First I've got to talk about is my... Right, Rog. I mentioned last week that I had purchased my eldest son, well, both my kids really, because a little boy can use it, a trampoline for the garden. And I had to go and assemble it. And I had a comment from Rog saying, "Did you hear my audio boo about assembling my trampoline? It was a nightmare," or something like that. Well, Mr. Rog, assembling a trampoline. I'm not talking one of your namby-pamby three-year-old girly trampolines. I'm talking about a 10-foot diameter, huge, massive, enormous trampoline. It's a beast. And I also laughed in the face of two-man assembly. Essentially needs two adults to carry out this part of the task. Pah, says I. Pah, and indeed, pah. I laugh at your two-man assembly. I constructed the entire thing single-handed. Every single bit was done by myself. Even the part where I had to screw together some threaded rods to go the ring around the top. And when they come together, they're like sprung loaded. And the handbook warns that this must be carried out by two adults, because if it springs back, it could cause severe injury. Pah, I laugh in the face of injury. Ha, I did it all by myself. Yeah, I did. I kind of could have asked my wife for help. She was sort of there and could have easily helped me, but I just kind of got it in my head that I just wanted to do it by myself. I wanted to prove Argos and their Chinese translators wrong. Actually, the Argos books aren't the handbook isn't too bad. It wasn't too badly translated, to be honest. I assume it was translated. The grammar was a bit missing in places, and the description, certainly for the early stages, weren't all that clear. I was scratching my head for a little while, thinking, "Well, what does it mean by that?" And you know, it's those things, that thing where you need to make sure you get it right, because should you get it wrong, you're going to have to strip the whole thing back down again, and that's not going to be fun. But no, I did it all by myself, got it up. It's a beast. It's huge, much bigger than I expected. It was one of those things where I could have got an 8-foot one, but a 10-foot one in the sale was like 10 quid more or something like that. And I just thought, I might as well get him a bigger one. And then realised that there's no height adjustment on the legs. I thought there'd be at least some sort of adjustment so you could level it. But no, it's got to be on a perfectly flat surface. Well, my house was built by Barrett Homes, for goodness sake. They don't know what straight and level means. I kid you not. I don't think there's a wall, a ceiling, a floor, a windowsill, or anything that's straight in this house. So God knows, there was no chance they're going to get the garden flat. So yeah, I'm going to have to do a bit of excavation to get it where I want it in the garden. But that's not an easy task. I was going to lay some patio slabs. I thought I should be able to do that myself. It can't be that hard. I know, I'll have a look at YouTube. Goodness me, I've never seen out like it. You need like great big saws and special tools and all kinds of stuff. I thought, oh no, can't do that. No. I think the next door neighbour's got all the gear, so I might have to surreptitiously mention that I was going to try and do it, and perhaps he could advise me. There you go. What else has happened? Yes, so I've had Mummy here. That's been fun. To a degree, as fun as ever can be when your mother comes to stay. But no, it was good. Good to see her. Kids enjoyed it. That's the main thing. And that's about it, really. Obviously, I did my lovely wild camp last Saturday. And I was supposed to camp out in the garden with my little boy last night. Well, my big boy. He wants to go on a wild camp. But apparently he secretly said to his mummy the other day that he really wants to go on a wild camp, but he's a little bit nervous, and he thinks it might be a good idea if they could camp in the garden first. But I think he was a bit shy of asking me. I think he might think I was going to say, no, don't be silly, let's just go up a mountain. But so I said last night, I said, okay, so let's do a garden camp. So we put the shelter up in the garden and got it all sorted out, and I even sat in there with him, and we cooked pasta on my little stove, and he ate his dinner in the tent, and I got him some treats and, you know, some nice drinks and stuff, and made his bed up with it for him, with a, you know, all nice, all proper camping stuff, and we were trying to be self-reliant without going back into the house. It was great, really good. And then I said to him, right, okay, I said, do you want to have a special adventure of your own? And he said, yeah. So I said, right, look, I'm just going to, 10 yards, if that, from the back door to where the tent was. So I said, look, I'm going to go back in the house, and I'm just going to sit in the lounge with Mummy and watch telly. Better than sitting in the tent, isn't it? And I said, you can stay in here. There's a light up here. You can play on your DS. You can read a book. You can do whatever you want. And I'll come out later on, and I'll sleep in here with you. Okay, he said, that's great. And I went back out later on to check on him, and he was really excited. He goes, Dad, this is brilliant. I'm really enjoying it. I'm having the best time. Thanks so much for letting me do this. And I came back in and I said to my wife, oh, isn't that really sweet? He just said, thanks so much for letting me do this, Dad. He's really excited. He's really loving it. I said, all right, I'll go out and join him. We'll just finish watching this, whatever it was, and I'll go and see him. And we're all just sitting there relaxed. And next thing, the patio doors flung open and a small child stood in the doorway and went, I feel sick! And then proceeded to leg it across the lounge going, bruh, 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 as he tried to get to the toilet in time. Thankfully, he made it to the toilet in time. But yes, the camping night was aborted due to sickness in a child. Poor kid. Poor kid. He didn't know where to look. And of course, he was thinking it's the tent that had done it. And I don't know what it was, but he wasn't very well. He's still not right this morning, but he's better. So we might have another try tonight, although there is lightning forecast, so we might have to postpone. Bye. That's it for now. Good to be back. Thanks for listening to me once again, and I'll catch you all later. Take care now. Bye-bye.